Bnos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva Shirchov Aleph Ches Tishrei Toshim and Vav, September 23, 1985, on Monday.
Before Yom Kippur, by the Gemara that on the case in Dalet, Yudke. The question is, what is the pshat in the Mishneh? Lachadosayim the Cheska Star. So, Rav Yudah said the pshat is that Leimah she mitzvich of Dike, because she is the cheskas nisolek is dam, because b'yimei zivet so is loy eis nidoso. Normally a woman does not have riyas dam in the Yimei Zile. So Mele, she doesn't have to, even if she is Sekes Bitares, she doesn't have to make Dike in Yerayim. Because it's rare, it's unlikely to have a Yerayim. That's how Rav Yudah is going. Rav Chisdeh says that this, according to Ramea, that the initial Zerim of Eset, is a Surah Masham, so it's only the Nehmila.
Okay.
But the Nehmila is the Tzara Masham. And then, Rode said, in the Pshat, in the Lach HaDoshagim, the Cheska Stara is, Shem Nitam and Israel. So Meisve Hanide Vazove Vashem Arashem Kerevei Vayelede Skulu Mitam Meisleis Tiyuf. Alright. Now let's intake this. Vayelede Skulu Mitam Meisleis Atal Gav Dimuveres Yidaya Shaito. So the question is, why Vayelede Mitamo Israelites, after all, every Nuberes is Dayesh Aito, so why Eilenes is also Nuberes? Hain Bishoda, Shereyet is Nuberes, Loi Bria Damleide, Shereyet, Machmas, Psychas, Akeber. Machmas, Psychas, Akeber. So, in other words, Stacey gives you very simple parents. In the parents, the Messias is normally does not menstruate in the parents. But here, she discharges down because of the lady. So that's not how to say. Since she is Muveres, she will not discharge down. Lady always involves now. So Mele, if the Chid change, maybe the dam was discharged and it's less before, you see. It's a very simple fact. Still, tasteless, gitagato, the nation of Oshin, the Hohet Rabbein, the boy Gimelainis. Because the case is shitty is that a Muberes is only Dayesh Aito if 90 days have passed by the Muberes, devoid of that. But if she's Muberes and 90 days have not passed, devoid of Dam, and then she has a discharge of Dam, so then she's becoming a so. So this price according to Rabbeis, but according to the other who hold that any Muberes is Dayesh Aito, even if she didn't have a cessation of Dam for 9 days, so then a Yeledes too is Dayesh Aito. just like it. Then a third time, Iname, it is a kingdom for Hoaso Pamach. The price says that when it's doing kings, when the letters already had one dishonored now. In other words, the before the lady, before the lady, she was in Ubaris, she already had a dishonored now. Now she has another discharge of dam in the course of the lady. So came for us of Amachas, because somebody was saying Tamo Meisleis, and there is a Tame who says that all those Moshim who are the Cheskas and Shulokis dam, so Mele, if they do have a discharge of dam, so it's Daesh Aito. But that, so it's only in the first Priya, so it's Daesh Aito. But if it's already the second Priya in the Uberes, so then it's the Talmud Israelis. Then she came for us upon Acha, the Sabbath of the Shem in the Talmud Israelis, to Leslie Daesh Aito called the Meribur. Vashmino, because there is a Machlekes in the first period of Yudalit that he came. Let's try to go to the Vashminon. I forgot the beer, she is so much the same as Lady Vaso at Lochin Tamas. But we have to understand one thing. Why do Stasis give two additional thoughts? The first tarot seems to be a very simple tarot, very obvious. In other words, that when we say that new bearers is Dayashaito only, when the discharge was a menstrual discharge. So then we say it's an unusual thing for an Uberes to have a menstrual flow, so if she did, we don't have to be chinchish. Maybe it took place, let's say 23 hours before, and it was retained in the Beis Achitzit. Because an Uberes, it's unusual for Mulgars to have an initial flaw. And sometimes she has, but that's an unusual condition. So maybe we don't have to anticipate to conjure up the Choshe that maybe the discharge took place 23 hours before. Mashenki here, when the discharge is not of menstrual age, but because of lady. So that's not unusual. I mean, to have a flow of dam in the course of Lede, so why shouldn't we be chayshish? Maybe the discharge, the flow started before, so why? So the first teret seems to be a very simple, obvious teret. Why the state just mentioned Adotavutzi? Adotavutzi currently hold that not according to Rav Yehuda. So then, even with the discharge in the course of Lady, so it is Dayashaita. But why should it be Dayashaita? After all, that's enough. If the discharge is because if the flow originates in Lady, that's not an unusual thing. So why shouldn't it be Chayshish? Maybe it started before, 23 hours before. So I think the Pshat in this is very simple. Because why are we Cheshish? Why are we Cheshish? Whenever a woman has a menstrual flow, the Gabi Tyres, we are Cheshish. Maybe it took place before and it came out from the Mokeya. Before, 23 hours before, and it was retained in the Beis Achitz. Why? Because many times a woman might have a discharge and not be aware of it. So that's in connection with the menstrual discharge. A discharge that is strictly menstrual, but if the discharge is because of labor, because of the contractions, of the movements of the baby. So then that's the highly unlikely that a woman should have a discharge caused by the contractions and not be aware of it. To have a discharge, a menstrual discharge, and not be aware of it, that's very likely. But to have a discharge because of the contractions, because of labor, and not be aware of it, that's highly unlikely. So Mele, Satan says in the second point, assume that inasmuch as we do not have privileges of a menstrual discharge, so Limafreya, so Mele, as far as later discharge, we certainly don't have privileges. Hikshu Arava Yanzik no Lainik Bihoche Tome Bizove Mishmer Shein Mitam Meisleim. Not like Kove Brat Yohe Mifore Shabida Mihil Bihol Yidau Piei in Tzlich Abdijek. So we see that the Zove where it's Ruyis Nidosu, where it's not normal to have a flow of dam, Yimei Zive. So when it's not normal to have a discharge of dam, so then we say that if she does have a discharge, then we have to be cheshish. Maybe the discharge took place, let's say, 23 hours before. And still, but decay, she doesn't require. So what we see, that what is more likely, a discharge of dam before she became aware of it, or so we see that. So we see that it's more likely for a woman to be mitame meisleis mitame matreya than to require the voraye. In the Dao Pien, so because she doesn't require, but she's Mitamul Mafreya. So Mitamul Mafreya is more likely than the requirement of Dike. Uferikame, we say just the reverse. Uferikame Amrion, the Isha Sheyesh Lo Peset, the Dalet Moshin, the Isha Shofo Ala Odin Leines, is Dayan Shaiton. Viton Hosom, Avopi Shomo Dayan Shaiton, Tzricho Niz Beit Kes. So over there we see that the requirement of Dike is more readily likely than the requirement of Mitamel Mafeya. So in other words, vis-a-vis the Yimei Zide, what is more readily likely? So the Mitamel Mafeya is more readily likely. And vis-a-vis the Noshim Amzulot is down, so So the requirement of Bdike is more red than the light. Yesh Lema. So I can take it easy, very simple back. Yesh Lema. Yesh Lema said, he told me now, Kidney Rav is money ball, Tzrichat Bdike Bishas Vesta. Because these are the women who are there, so that's the most usual thing. In the time of the Veset, she has the period. So the Melech, so it's Richard Dikevich has Vesta. On the contrary, it's more likely than any other woman. That's the day when she regularly has the period. And but we don't have the head change. If let's say on Sunday she has the vessel, so that maybe she had a discharge on Shabbos. Why should she have a discharge on Shabbos? That was before her due date. But then the question is, why do we say that Dalet Moshe, all these women who are the Cheskas and Shlokes down, why do they have to be Beilig? Why should they be Beilig? After all, the discharge of Dam is an abnormal thing for them. The answer is that is special Rabbon. Ba'anach Name, the Dalet Moshe, the Noshim, the Tabach Cheskas and Shlokes down, היא אומרת, אני צריך על דיקה שלא תשתקח כדיקה מהם. צורת דומי, כשתראה, הוא מובר שמניקור שעברו ימי עברון מקוסו, וכשהוא בלוזמן הוא בדולן דיקה. But then rest, but skene is not going to become rejuvenated. All right, today we talk about rejuvenation. So many doctors are very skeptical about the whole thing, but it's certainly an unusual thing, rejuvenation. So the melee, why did the Chachamim require even a skeno who is the after menopause that should make it decay? After all, she has got sort of down and she's not in all probability going to become rejuvenated. So why should she be Dekes? So Skin after the last so we get like a little minute almost close or back to it. Take the other chain in the truth of Dekes is Mamuetu the little stakach to the Dekes the Aha the Dala chain today the Chains Mamuetu but if she did have a discharge of that so we see that this woman has a certain pathological condition. So maybe we have to change. Maybe she had a discharge of down 23 hours before. Again, what's the pshat of Kolach HaVosayim Mechafestar? Rabun Bachi Omar Shmuel Lema She'ino Kvas Lo Veset Viseich Yimei Zivas. That it means that she is not Kvas Veset in Yimei Zivas. She's not kibas ibeset in Yimizi. Now let's see Rashi. Chie barabune. You see, here in our text, the Girsi is Rabune Bachir. What Rashi's Girsi is Chie barabune. Not Rabune Bachir. Sechir Barabune, Omar Shmuel Lima Shinvas of Vesel Bishir Shemayimos. Pirish Hamasnisma, again, he's referring to the expressed in the Mishneh, Allah has a yayin b'cheskas ta'ar. The Sikhi made was, Kim Roaso, give it for me, mitesvot, in the deset, li'inyen da'e shaykh, o li'inyen shim li'botko, tiet meyo, mitesvot, habay meizide, v'chein kol ayomi, מי ששאומו זיין ימיידס עד דחס מי שאומו ימיידסיבה בעד המיידס. So in other words, ימיידסיבה, since it's not known for a woman to have a menstrual flow, ימיידסיבה, the Torah calls it לא יאיס מגוסו. So מיילה, if she had 3 years in Yimei Zive, so then is she's not kivas ivest. What is it, for example? Kin Roaso, gimu promi, mitesvot. In the vest in Dai Shaito, in Potko, Tiet Meo, mitesvot. Habe imezibe, v'chein kol ayomim, v'sheshomu zayin imenides ad itches, v'shalme imezibe v'hadimus. Now, what does it mean? For example, let's take a specific example. And let's use, because here we are talking about Veset HaFlow, so it's more convenient to take as an example the solar months, because the lunar months have either 29 days or 30 days, and the solar months, so it's more convenient. Let's say if the initial year was on the 1st of April, so that's in the middle. Initial year, so that starts the year. And then she has another year on the 15th of April. That's already in his year. So that's the first year in his year. That's the first year in his year. And then she has another every 15th day. So the 29th of April, she has again a year. To the 29th of April, she has again a year. So does she have now? So she has 3 years. Now the first 3 and the 1st of April is in the year. That is certainly fit, you know, to the Kiddiyah Veset. The 15th of April, that's not normal. Thirdly, one Chedavi on the 1st of April. So that's in Yudalev Yeh. So that's in the Yemei. That's the Yemei Zivet. So if she had a rie on the 15th of April, on the 15th of April. Now the 15th of April is within the Dalet Yei of the Yimei Zive. Now when did the Dalet Yei of the Yimei Zive end? The 18th of April. Yet the 1st of April, so that's 7 days, and then from the 8th till the 18th, you had the Yudalafyei. So the 19th of April started the Yemenide again. 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. 7 days. 7 days. So then she had a VA on the 29th. is the 29th in Isive. Not in Isive, because according, I mean, like considering Shittes Rambam, because the Shittes Rambam is the Shittes Yochid, and it's a difficult sheet, but according to the Rambam, and all the Rishayim, so when you have the Yimei Zive, only the Yudalot Tiein that follow immediately upon the 7 days of actual Nidus. So the first of April she became an actual Nidus. So Mele, the days from the 8th of April till the 18th of April constituted Yimei Zive. But the days from the 26th of April till the 6th of May are not Yudalot Yeim, but they are not Yudalot Yeim of actual Nidus. They are only the Yudalot Yeim that follow immediately upon potential Nidus. That's not Yimei Zive. So he says, "Kim was or do upon me, make a sword with a sword, in the vessel and die a shite." So, in other words, so it appears from this Rashi that suppose she sees down the initial year, the 1st of April, then the 15th of April, then the 29th of April. So that's also amazing, no? But the 29th of April is not amazing, because only the Yudalot Yeim following immediately upon the conclusion of the 7 days of actual news, not the 7 days of potential news, not the 7 days of potential news. So how does Rashi say, Kinoaso Dinponi, with the sword, in the best in the Shaito, the implication being that if she sees every 15th day, so the 1st of April, 15th of April, and then again the 15th as of the 15th, when is the 15th as of the 15th of April? The 29th of April. So it's still in Isige now, but it's not in Isige, because the first 11 days from the 8th of April to the 18th of April, that's in Isidah, because they follow immediately upon the conclusion of actual news. But the other 11 days from the 26th of April till the 36 of April, but there is no 36 of April. So it means the 6th of May. That's only the 11 days that follow the 7 days of potential news. In other words, if the woman had a year on the 19th of April, then she would become an actual widow from the 19th till the 25th. And then from the 26th till the 6th of May would be a mezive. But she didn't have a riyah on the 19th of April. So the 7 days from the 19th to the 25th are only days of potential news, not of actual news. So mele, the 11 days from the 26th of April to the 6th of May, so if she had a riyah on the 29th of April, so it's not a riyah in Yemezive. So we have to apply Rashi to the case where she had the initial riyah the first of April. She had the initial riyah the 1st of April. That was in need of us. And then she had another year, the 15th of April. And she had, on the 15th of April, on the 16th of April, she had a year, on the 17th of April, she had Schäden hier. Some Mele, she became his of a Dele. If she became his of a Dele, so the Alochi is according to Ramban, she takes. Once she becomes his of a Dele, and she becomes required to count Zion Jin, so that defers the commencement of the Yimei Nideh until she successfully completed the count of Zion Jin. If she had a year on the 15th of April, and the 16th of April, and the 17th of April, she became his of a Dele. So she has to count 17 days, the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. So the 24th will mark the last day of the Zion, Zion Kim. So we'll mark the last day of the Zion Nikim. Zion Kim. So then the 25th will still be difficult, you see. The Russian will still be difficult. So then, the 25th, so will be the first day after she has completed the Zion Kim. So that will mark the beginning of the new day then. So then 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. So the Zibel will begin the 32nd, the 2nd of May, the 2nd of May. So with the small, it will not be the Zibel, it will not be the Zibel. So how does Rashi say, Kinoaso, Jim, I'll tell you, this is the difficult part in Sahasni, you know. Those, you know, who learn Shas, they all say that the most difficult Gemara, the most difficult Gemaras are Nideh, Yivomes, and Meir. Why? Why do they say that? They don't mean difficult, you know. When you say difficult, it can be difficult in two senses. One sense is difficult, you know, from the longest perspective, you know, one wants to understand all the difficult Rambams. So that's not, Nideh is not the most difficult thing. But when they say, you know, only Nideh Yivomes, in other words, anyone who learns these three Sechtes feels miserable. Why these three Sechtes? Because in these three Sechtes, you have to concentrate on computation. Especially in Yivomes Yev Melech Yivomes. And in Erev Nier Chepenis, you know, Erev Nier, to visualize other things, both something, but especially me. So, it's a little confusing. But the question is, how Kashi says, in Rasa, do you come with this world? So that means, she saw on the 1st of April, the 15th of April, and the 29th of April. The 29th of April. But in that case, you don't have three years in the Yimei Zibet. You only have one year in the Yimei Zibet. And let's say the first year is Mamashim, that's the initial year. And then and the 15th is Yimei Zibet. But the 29th of April, someone else. If she just had a Riyah on the 15th of April, and it wasn't followed by a Riyah on the 16th and the 17th, so then the start on the 19th, and the Yenizide will only start after the conclusion of the 7 days. You see, of actions, And even if she had Tiberius, the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th, she became his Zoradele, so then he defers the commencement of the Yemenite until she has successfully completed the count of Lion Gene. So that means the 25th she'll have completed. I mean the 24th she'll have completed. So that means so the Yemenite will begin on the 25th. And then the Yemizide will begin on the 32nd, the 2nd of May, not the 29th of April. So how does Rashi say, if she had the Roas of Dimu Pomi, with the sword, in the Beset, in the entire Shaito, in the English, in the Vodko, the Mayo, with the sword, have a Yemizide. Now, so we have to say one of two things. One is that perhaps Rashi doesn't mean just with his fall, just 3 years, the 1st of April and the 15th of April and the 29th of April. But let's trace it farther. So the initial year was on the 1st of April. Then the second Riyah was the 15th of April. So the second of the year is the Yemizide. The third of the year, let's forget about three additional Riyahs. I mean two more additional Riyahs in succession, because Rashi doesn't mention it. So Mele, he just had a Riyah on the 1st of April, and a single Riyah on the 15th of April. So she became Zoratana. So Mele, and then she had another Rie, the 15th again, the 15th is of the 15th. That's the 29th of April. So that's Nimenide, right? That's Nimenide. Then, that's the third Rie is Nimenide. Then the fourth Rie will be, let's for a moment, assume that April has many, many days. Then we'll substitute it in May. So let's say, so the 29th of April, and then the 44th of April will be the fourth year. The 44th of April will be the fourth year. Or the 14th of May. April has 30 days, not 30. So the 14th of May will be the fourth year. Now the fourth year will again be Yemizide. Will again be Yemizide. And then the next three. Now, the fourth three is in the 14th of May. The 14th of May. And then, there's the fourth three is on the 14th of May. Now, the fifth will be the 28th. The 28th of May. Now, what will be the fifth year? The fifth year will be Yemenida again. Then, that's the 28th of May is the fifth year. And then, the sixth year. The sixth year will be the 12th of June. Now, May has 31 days, so it will be the 12th of June, the sixth year. If I make a mistake, you know, it's very likely I make a mistake. It's very confusing, so you correct me. So it will be the 12th of May, will be the 6th Riyah. What will that be? The Nizili again. So in other words, after having 6 Riyahs, so there is an alternation. The first Riyah is in the Nizili. The second Riyah is in the Yimei Zile. The third Riyah is in the Yimei Nide. The fourth Riyah is in the Yimei Zile. The fifth Riyah is in the Yimei Nide. And the sixth Riyah is in the Yimei Zile again. So it alternates. The odd number of Riyahs are in the Yimei Nide, and the even number of Riyahs are in the Yimei Zile. So the first, the third, the fifth, we counted, we traced already 6. So the first, the third, the fifth are in the Yimei Nide. The second, the fourth, the sixth are in the Yimei Zile. So maybe this is what Rashi means. Kin roa so din pomen mit es vod mit es vod. Mit es vod mit es vod, he doesn't mean just the first and the 15th and the 29th. So then, just one Riyah is in the Yimei Zile. And the two other Riyahs, the 1st of April and the 29th of April, is in the Yimei Nide. But he means 6 Riyahs. After having 6 Riyahs, the 1st of April, the 15th of April, the 29th of April, and the 14th of May, and the 28th of May, and the 12th of June, after having 6 Riyahs, so we'll have 3 alternating Riyahs. The second, the fourth, and the sixth in the Yimei Zile. So then she's not kibas a vessel in the three alternating zivis. She's not kibas. But, and then, that's one pshat in Rashi. Another possible pshat in Rashi is, when Rashi means, Ken roa so bimu pomi, mit esvob, ein ze veset li in daye shaito, o linien shum li bot koti et meyo. Rashi means, in ach nami just 3 Riyahs, not 6 Riyahs. But, just 3 Riyahs, the 1st of April, the 15th of April and the 29th of April. So then we asked, so only the second Riyah is in the Yimei Zile. The first Riyah is Yimei Nide, and the third Riyah is again Yimei Nide. So what? But one of, in order to constitute the Veset, you need 3 Riyahs. So if one is excluded, some Mele, you have to be a Veset. So, inasmuch as one of the 3 Riyahs, the second Riyah, is in Yimei Zile, so she's incapable of establishing the Veset. That's the plain pshat. That's the plain pshat. Alright. So there are 2. Yes?
According to first Shan Rashi, so when Rashi is coming with Hezbav or Tezvav, we don't have to say that it means every 15 days. You just mean the 15th of each Hebrew month, over on top, above or above the fact which he sees in the first of each Hebrew month.
What?
You can say that when it says Rashi mi tesvav u tesvav, so it means the 15th of each Hebrew month. It doesn't mean every 15 days. 15th of each Hebrew month, over and above the fact which he sees in the first of each Hebrew month, for a regular verset. I mean, that would be in accordance with the first pshat of Rashi.
You mean the 15th, so let's say the 15th of Nisan, she sees
in the first, her regular vesta is the first of the month. And Rashi is saying, you're going to Rasa, Mitas Vav, Mitas Vav, over and above the fact she's in the first of each month, she sees also in the 15th of each month.
You mean the first of Nisan and the 15th
yeah,
of
Nisan,
the first of the year
yeah.
and the 15th of the year, the 15th of the year, and the first of Sivan, and the 15th of Sivan. Very good. Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't have to mean that it means every 15 days, it can mean the 15th of the Hebrew month.
Okay, okay. Yeah, very good. In other words, it doesn't mean, because the plain meaning of the discovery as well would imply, you know, tends to imply that he's talking about the Beset HaFlogi, not the Beset HaFelish. But Rashi could mean that. She saw down on the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan. And she saw down on the first of the year and the 15th of the year. And she saw down on the first of Sivan and the 15th of Sivan. Very good. Yeah, it's a very good pshat. So all the three pshatim could be all right to Rashi. In Rashi, you know, problem with this world, in the Veset, Linyan Daisha is a very good pshat. It's very simple. Then the Rashi is very simple. In other words, she had. So again, Rashi is referring to a case where she had six rays. So it is similar to my pshat, you see. But except that my pshat is reference to the Veset HaPlogi. And here it is reference to the Veset HaChelik. Bisich mi zivosok in Rasa, gimu pomin, discovered it all. In the Veset HaChelik and Daishai, or in me and she may not go to your prayer. In the story of the Shabbat, Abun and Mezibet, the Chim Kol Ayom and Yisheshon and Zayn and Menides, I never heard it from Shmuel. But, you know, Rabbi Yisef at a certain time was sick and forgot many halachas. And then, when he recuperated, so he was reminded of the halachas. What kind of sickness Rabbi Yisef had, the Gemara doesn't mention. But it's possible, you know, because of my condition, maybe he had a certain kind of a stroke, you know. A certain kind of stroke when you forget. And then when you are cured, you remind yourself of that. So maybe he had that kind of stroke. Omar Abyssik was Shmuelo Shmaitzi. I never heard of him. Omar Abaye Atam Rekmarek. Ba'o Amrato. You yourself mentioned it in the name. You yourself mentioned it in the name of Shmuel. Rashi. Was Shmuelo Shmaitzi. The Rabbi is Talmid Rabbi Yudah should tell me to Rav Shmuel. The whole Rabbi is in Neka Talmid. Shehoyo Shemei Amin Ked Rav Shmuel in Nis Galeis Shmo Masmiya the Rav Talmid Shal Rabbi Yudah Yomar Shmuel Zu Vabaye Talmid Maskir Adam Rekmolo Kedim Chedo before you begin to see. Ve'aro Amro and the Mishnah Tamagimo. Hoyso Limudo Lis Rey Yentesvo Vishin Solim Hof Zebize Asurim Vishamish. In other words, if a woman was a prostitute to sit down in this world, the shins of Yim Hof, Zebize Asurim Mishamish. So she had a Beset Kavua to see in this world. And then she had one deviation, a change. Instead of seeing on the 15th day down, she saw it on the 20th day. There was one deviation. Now, the halacha is that if a woman has a Beset Kavua and she has one deviation, so the Beset is not Nekah. Only if she has three deviations. If she has a Beset Sheni Kavua, so then you also have to be Chayish. But one deviation is capable of being Mivatel, of being Eichei of the Beset Sheni Kavua. But the Beset Kavua can only be Nekah as a result of three deviations, but not as a result of one deviation. So, Hoysom Yudol Yisrael Yisrael, suppose she did as a kavua to see, let's say, every 15, and then she had one deviation, and she had an omission on the 15th. But 5 days later, she had a liaison. So then, she established two vestes. One vestet kavua that was not nekar as yet, that is still intact, and then a vestet sheni kavua. So zeh zeh asur mishamei shinso pamayim dimchof, two deviations. So again, it's not nekar the vestet kavua, but she has an additional beset sheni kavua. Zeh zeh asur. V'yamrat lo nalom rabbi lemar shmuel lo ishonu elo tespog v'til oso shein chok beiz l'riyoso v'hosom b'nei midoso koyelo avo tespog l'riyoso v'mi ziboso koyel lo ikovo lo ikovo. But suppose that it's the Ries is Tesvod with Yoso, so Mezivoso Koe is Loikova. Oh, what did it say? I'll see you Rashi. Tao Amber, how does it? Tao Amber, Al Mishnizu, Omatolom Mishnei, den ich der Basel weset mei Zinga mit Mudo Regilo in the Swobli Kamli Forest and in the Swobli Piloso the Shim Sola weset in dem Hof Tamachas and the Asuin in Zorich Leim hat es Popshov Asho Oseh Shaifa in Tino Shematire die keine Runde Chayron Lichri ist nicht die Sommer Gewässer in Zorich Leim hat es Popshov Asho Vichar in Nidui Aloha Kama כשיעז ויגיע תספור אסור לשמש, שהאוניברסיטה הוא ועדיין מדיר גוסי או פעם אחת, ואינבסט נקה בפוקס מדימופונים, וכשיגיע למחוץ לריאוס שחור, אסור לשמש שמתקבש מחוף לחוף, שהראשים סוף פעם אחת למחוף, וכן פעמיים למחוף, זה בזה אסור אם יהיה תספור, ועם חוף הבור, אז הוא דימופון למחוף, הוא תעלים תספור, ונסה למחוף. לא ישון לו אם תספור, אבל זה תקווה, דריבו יתרות את זינר מיכה, ראשו של הדיר ודירס, יהיה תספור ותפילוסו, לצי פתימי נידה, So if she saw, let's say, dam on the first of it, and then, so she didn't need an extra meal for 7 days, then on the 8th of April started the Yudala game until the 18th of April, and then on the 19th of April till the 25th of April started the Yiminido again, and she saw down on the 22nd, that's the Yiminido. So the first year was in the Yiminido, that was the initial year, and then the second year on the 22nd is of the first, so also in the Yiminido. So before Abrea, I'm sorry, Tilo always in this world with the laws. He said, I am in need of. For really in this world, she will compete with the laws. Before someone you may say, we say to the press, by our yomin, she will yomin, she will all be in the need of. Avol, those of the laws are quite. Avol, this world with the laws. The Mizibosa Koe is going to come up. But the Spogle Riosa, meaning what I mentioned before, in other words, if it will be, the Spogle Riosa, so it is Mizide. So then, because she saw down on the first of it, so then it will not be Kibei Beset. Omar Akope, and Bitter Mishkape, Kami Rabiude in the Scarte, Mitveli Kope, Mechus Maud, Mechus Lor. So maybe the Aloha mentioned by Rabiude Mashmuel is that Limezide, a real Limezide, cannot establish a Beset Kavua. Beset Kavua, by definition, means that it requires 3 deviations in order to be Neka. But how about establishing a Beset Cheni Kavua? Like a Beset Cheni Kavua. In other words, that you have to be cheshish, but could be neka with one deviation. This is how Rashi explained. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis and Shat and Gimor. So according to Rashi, simply, literally called, Pesach in Yisrael, the Tiboye Gimel Zimel and Mikra, the Chodet Zimel and Yoakal, the Yoshe and the Lepot Kotero, Meirush Amal, the Meirush Lo, in my sorry deal on the spot with the spot. The Heine takes me saying, me bayer nechash, will it shamish in the spot, keep him rear shamotire. That's how Rash explained. This is explained. Mikra will cover all the rear zoo, shall take him to see the head. Will cover Vesco, shall the story of the Ekrain, all the Cholish Bond, can cover Vesco the Menide. Aber now she talking is how the experience shall be needed. Lesser palm of the bee, a few boar vessel, be made zibe, vahamo, vaho, mais shakla rashi. So there is a basic machlekes between Rashi and Pesach in the Pshat and Gemot. According to Rashi, the shayla of Mechush Mal and Mechush Lo, that perhaps, even though in Mechzibe she cannot establish a vessel, so she cannot establish a Beset that should have the chimer of a Beset Kavua, so that it should require 3 deviations to revoke it, to be agent. But maybe if she has 3 rias in the Yimezide, so it establishes a Beset that will have the chimer of a Beset Cheni Kavua. That that it can be nekar with one deviation. Teitzes, pshat is not like this. According to Teitzes, so we say that the kasha of Gemara, shayla of Gemara is, suppose Gemara doesn't have reference to a vessel that was established in the Yimei. No, Gemara has reference to a vessel that took place three times in the Yimei. And it established a vessel kavua. But the example I mentioned before, if she sees every 15th day, so it alternates. So one time it's Menide, one time it's Menide, 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 Menide. So the question is, suppose she established a Besed Menide. She established a Besed Menide. And then one Rie in accordance, so with the Besed, has to take place in accordance with the pattern, you know. So has to take place in the Yimei Zideh. So maybe in view of the fact that the facet was established in the Yimei Zideh, so even when it happens a certain day in accordance with the cycle, the pattern, so is in the Yimei Zideh, she also has to be a possession. That's the Shaila according. So, shall needful to cover the Elias, you shall take him in Zidu, you call a passage of Thor, for each other, shall his bombing, to cover a passage in the media, or now she talk of the three shall be needed, less a pound of the year to require a passage in the Zidu, the Aho, my is the Shaka de Hashi. Now, this is not this wise, so this is shot is a very good shot, but from the Gemara, it's a very good shot, and from the Gemara, it's mashma, like this is shot. Of course, on the surface, Rashi's shot seems to be the shot of the Gemara, but from the Gemara, it's mashma, like this is the Kusunzi. Omar Akhbope, Nelzana. Nelzana. Hoyso Yudo Lie Israel Yin Tiswo. Pishinso Yim Hof Zed Zasu. Yom Habib Nashmuel לא ישנו אלא תספות לפילוסוף שהם חבריז לביוסוף תשין סולי עם חבריים תחיית רבי עושה עשרים ביטרת קיימלון ביסייך עם איזה בוס נאו לצירש ביום הרב יולי נאו דיס גימורה איזה סתיר את רשיד הסרמבה מילי ברזילי ביום הרב יולי The height is small. Haino yitfile, shu chobbeiz l'riyos. Bishin so l'chobzaya. Bikotone, tichimote, yin chobbeiz, asuro l'shamosh. Bishukosol k'daito. The high chobbeiz, lav l'riyas hadir l'koma. Elo chobbeiz, l'eisi yin, שהויסו רויו לירץ. הויסו רויו לירץ. בידיל קוסי, דהבה יין יוציין לריוסו, וביסייך ימי זיבה הלירי אס חבזי. וכתון עשו, תחירודו רוסי חבייז, וחל בן יין, שהויסו רויו לירץ בי, כי שתלוג בו, keine Leute mehr sieht, eine Chesme der Yosef. So Rappope, so Pikosoba Rappope, die Nesrin die Tartin, die Asrinanlo, die im Chobbeidin, die im Allah Chobbeidin, die Riyaz Lugo, die Riyaz Lugo, die Riyaz Lugo, die Riyaz Lugo, Elo Habeis Muyen Shoy So Huyo Vire is Limuda. So now, Loishon let us public philosophy. Shein Habeis Liriosa, Vishin Soim Habzayen, Vichihad Rebiose, Esrevitate. So, Zen Zasun. So the second 22nd day, so then, so she asur. She asur. What does it mean? The 22nd as of the 22nd, or the 22nd as of the 27th? She was supposed to see Dam on the 22nd. So that was the due date. But when did she actually see Dam? Not on the 22nd. Not on the 22nd as of the initial year. But on the 27th as of the initial year. So then she has to be chayshish for the second time, the 22nd and the 27th. So does it mean the 22nd as of the 22nd? And the 27th as of the 22nd, or she has to be cheshes for the 22nd and the 27th as of the 27th. So at that point there is a machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rav Pope, we have to reckon it as of the Nien Oro, not the second. The second time, when she has to be separated from the husband, so she has to be separated on the 22nd, as of the 22nd, not the 22nd as of the 27th. You know, in other words, we reckon it as of the day when she should have seen. So, v'chihadre v'yose esr mitarte, so the 22nd as of the 22nd will be the 17th as of the 27th. Of the 27th. 5 days before, the 17th as of the 27th will be in Izibe, and Zidasur. So it's a raye that may Hashmiboy. Now, so that Gemara is in accordance with Tesis Pshat Mirash, not in accordance with Rashi's Pshat Mirash. Right. How many the Chashino? Because of Rapope, Esrin Vitartim, Me Esrin Vitartim, Nido Pischo, Me Esrin Design, so that's contrary to Shiles Rambam. That's true according to Shiles Rambam. That Nido Pischo, as far as the cycles of the Nida and the Zida are concerned, so we have to count as of the actual Nidus, not potential Nidus. In other words, as the Ramban Shite, that only the Yudalev Yehim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of actual Nidus is in the Zida. But not the Yudalev Yehim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of potential Nidus. So even according to Rav Pope, that in regard to Vestes, we reckon the Mien Ro, but in regard to Nide and Mezide, Rav Pope is made it that we do not reckon the Mien Ro, but only the Mezide consists only of the Dalek Yehim that follow after the 7 days of actual news. So Mele, even though Rav Pope says that she is a sore to the husband, the 22nd, as of the 22nd, even though the 22nd, as of the 22nd, is the 22nd day, as of the potential day, not as of an actual day, but as far as the cycles of human city is concerned, that we have to reckon actual news. So, So, nur bis von der Esrin Seinen, denn ich nicht jeden Eck tun hier. Ich kann den nicht von hier. So, that's why the Shita der Rabban, der kommt für den Rambam, so leave me in regard to the disciples of the Menudo and the Menzibo, we reckon after the Yom Ruyum is, whether she became actually a Menudo or not is not important. So, it's in the bottom of the precious in the Rambam, that the Rambam do. Well, this Gemara, the Rambam didn't learn this history. He didn't remember this Gemara, it's inconceivable. So, I only know one Teretz. That's the Teretz by the Chavizdas. So the Chavizdas, in order to answer the Kashe gets the Rambam from this Gemara. So he puts an invitation on the Rambam Shri. And he said that the Rambam is Chilik on the Rambam only vis-a-vis a woman who does not have a Kesef. So there we reckon is 7-11, Mashain came vis-a-vis a woman who has a Beset Kavua. So there the Rambam is made it in the Rambam that only the Yudala Piyim that follow immediately upon the conclusion of actual Midus is amazing. Because that's why it's in Dosa. You see, because when a woman has a menstrual flow, so she might have a flow for 3 days, yeah, at least 3 days, usually, or 4 days, or 5 days, and it's normal even to have a flow for 6 days, and even for 7 days. But to have a flow for more than 7 days, that's pathological. So here the Gemara is talking of a woman who has a Beset Kavua. But then she had one deviation, and she had a one Riyah 5 days late. 5 days late. So then when we start, but since the woman's Beset Kavua was not the car, so she's still treated as a woman who has a regular period, because only three deviations will be here, the Beset Kavua, some Mele, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. That's why in this Gemara is there, this Gemara that says, Nido Pisho, Ne Esrim Zayin. Why? Because the Esrim Zayin made her into an actual Nido. The Esrim Bitartin was the only potential Nido. But if she had a Deri on the 22nd, so then she would have become a Deri. But actually she did not have a Deri. The cycle of Menido and Zivo is reckoned after the actual news, not the potential news. Because we are dealing with a woman who has a Beset Kavua. That's the teretz that the Chavis Das gives on the Rambam. I don't know of any other teretz. Nido Pischo Me'esrim B'Zayin. Now let's hear Rashi. When the actual rear took place, the Ainim Yim Riyad the Ugo, Um Yim Riyad Skop Zayin, Ad Ashke Eloi Havlo Eloi Yud Zayin, it's 5 days less. So, דירים שהוא יודעי ראיס כשדיר גומנים ומזי ריאל כל מזי ודחל חופי שמאו יאימאו פיס חוקו לחס מנידר ומנידר זי דצק פוק סו דיזה בי דה סייקל שאת מנידר זיבו רחפותי שמידה that we reckon after the action, in that piece. Not the potential we are in. But vis-à-vis Veset, so then, according to our prophet, vis-à-vis the Aloche, that in Mezige you cannot be Kibbeh Amestes. And in Mezige you can be Kibbeh Amestes. So, according to our prophet, we reckon after the Minoah. Rabbi Shua says that even vis-à-vis Vestes, we reckon at the actual Rie, when the Rie actually took place, not when it should have taken. Omer Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Pope, Mimai, Yomes, and the Kaltiname, Mes, and the Zayimanina. We have to reckon the 22nd and the 27th, as of the 27th, because nothing took place on the 22nd. What took place on the 22nd? She should have had a rear, but it didn't. So we do not consider it from the subjunctive point of view, the way she should have had a rear. According to Rav Pope, we consider it near all from the subjunctive point of view. But according to Rabbi Gadi Shua, we consider it from the actual point of view, not from the subjunctive, the near-role point of view. On the Rabbi Gadi Shua, 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 the Chiyadra Goa says, Rintalti, Kainu, and the Sikh Nenu, your song. Yoch, Namen, Mr. Abre, the Retainer, Oche, Haitan, three mentions an analogy of learning eggs. So on the first day, the second day, she retained, she didn't lay an egg. The third day, she lay an egg. And so the first day, she lay an egg. Now let's say Sunday, she lay an egg. The capture Monday she retained, she repelled laying an egg. Tuesday, Ramy she lay an egg. And then what should have been the mean all? So Wednesday she should have withheld the egg and Thursday she should have laid, but there was a deviation. And Wednesday and Thursday, so she retained the egg. She didn't lay. The Rantechadini, and then Friday, Gehado Nakte, Gilkame Nakte, or even Koranakte. What should we anticipate? Let's say, on Shabbos, that she would lay an egg. Not in a row from the subjunctive point of view, since from the near old, so the first day she lay an egg, and Monday she was miyaki the egg, and Tuesday she lay an egg, and then and Wednesday she would be miyaki, and Thursday she should have laid an egg. She didn't, but she should have laid an egg. So Friday she should be miyaki, and Shabbos she should lay an egg. In other words, we consider it that she omits one day as of the actual laying of the egg, not as of the day when she should have laid an egg. So can we call an acting? So in regard to Vestas, of seeing done the same thing, I'll call her in the coming acting. Now, maybe I could say that in respect to the laying of eggs is also the same thing, is the meaning of. Now let's see Rashi. My day chabbi asim and chabbi sheish ruli min chiz luko yimotoi min zibur chet mizu yeshara aso bechom zayin. Yom hayim chabbi tastim alo manim min yim riyosa shekoshol min mizim ki had roose hana chabbi וכאן הוא נדל את יומים, ביומים הורים לי, ואוכל מסתבר. דוד משום לחשים על משמתה זו לקדמו שו, איריס מחבייס לחבייס, עשינו לו, תעשה וחבייס ולויוס, אבל הוא מחבייס לחשבן. ואם שו יפרחו יו בייס, הוא ימצא עשינו לו, משום מוכתוש. דאפו לחסר עשר לקדמו שו, ולתיר העיין שו ימצא עם ולויוס. דהיל הורץ על דמודו וירץ על חבייס לביו ואין משום שהוא חבייס ואין הור לו איזה דרך אחרי זרס לבסטו לקצה ומתערוסו ומה יאים אין רוסו כי ישירו ומתחש משלחילו אלא חזרס וכבאס חבייס ואין שרועס אם נותן אוכל הייתה מגלבה ורם ליימא וקופ שיימא ורם ליימא וקפ שיימא קפשי טרי אימא, וגם בי אימא, כאחד לנקשי, כאילו כמו נק, נטרו מי נרון. טרי מה, תנגיר איזו אידיו, לאחד לו בין צעדים, ולמי למוח, ולאחד לו ים דימו, ולמי ים דלת, ולמי ים דלת, בשיל סובסטו, ביום דום לדס, ומהי אין ים דלת, דאבו לטרי אימא, ורמדי עם שישי כהדר נעקתה, אם חיזרס ונמודו העמד בלעזר עם המגן, כלכם נעקתה, ועכשיו חיזרס לידניס, ישימל עשרים זיין שאחר ינבור, שאיתי לו ומטל עשרים שמיני, ומטל עשרים שמיני, אוי כאילו קורא נעקתה, ובחלק משהו שרוי להט ומצחילו שרוי שרוי ללילה בהי, ולמד יבוב ולהט ובזיין ולמד בחס, חשת מצל עם זיין מבוא כנגד יצליון שאום דבי משתאמי עם חס כדי שהוא סבור לכם את הראשון על כל מות לא כמה נאכל והוא ישנאמי כי שחזר סלסטר מידס עם חבייס לב לחייב נורישי אלו יחבייס לריוסו הוא כחיין הוא יעשינו פעם זאת אומרת שמחלקס ביטוי עם רבותי אין רבים ברגע הראשון עם וכן וסטס what is in Ezebe, what is in Ezebe, not in respect to the Zion team in Shinaris Genkin again, but in respect to the establishment of Vestas. So, in Ezebe, so she's the Vazilist, and in Ezebe, she's not the Vazilist. So then we reckon, according to Dina Norole, and according to Rabbuna Barim, Rabbi Yeshua, we reckon according to the actual thing, not to the, to this, not from the way she should have seen. Omar Rafok, El Hod Omar is Lokish, Isho Kivas Lobeset, Iseich Nimei Ziboso, ונישו כבאס לובסת וסייך נמי נדוסו. ובגייך אני אומר, אישו כבאס לובסת וסייך נמי נדוסו. וסייך נמי נדוסו. Now, so there is a מחלקס between רשלוקיש and רגייך. רשלוקיש says that הנישו is כבאס לובסת וסייך נמי נדוסו. ונישו כבאס לובסת בסייך ימי נדוסת. בסייך ימי נדוסת. In other words, it's מים פסוח. So, הנישו is not כבאס לובסת. It's מים פסוח. But, איך אני אומר, אישו כבאס לובסת בסייך ימי נדוסת. Even if it is, in other words, even if it's to a certain extent the mind is so, Hechadomet, Lav, Higein Chazoye, Rishi Alche, the Chamisha Biyar, the Rishi Alche, the Chamisha Biyar, The hash the chazon the chamish of yah, ufrish yah chenoy chazon. In other words, if she saw down the kodikrapote, the machlekes between the shlokis rabbi Yochanan, as reference to the case where she saw down on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, and then again on the first of the year and the fifth of the year. And then in Sivan she just saw down on the fifth of Sivan. On the fifth of Sivan. Now, the first of the years, in order to establish a Beset, we need three of years. So the first two years was certainly made needed. No doubt, because she saw down on the first of these, so Mele, she became needed, an actual needed, for 7 days. So when she saw down again on the fifth of these, so it was needed manish, not just the ultimate needed, but the needed manish, actual needs. Then, when she saw down on the first of the year, she again became an actual needed. So when she saw down on the fifth of the year, it was manish needed. But the third month, the third of the year, so she just on the fifth. So it wasn't We need a manage. So according to Rapope, Rish Lokish says that she's not Kibbeh Beset. Not Kibbeh Beset. Even though the culmination of the Beset takes place, should take place on the fifth of Sivan. And then she was not in the mamesh, but since she should have been in the according to her routine, so Mele, according to the meaning of all, she should have been in Ido. So Mele is considered in Ido. Mele, she is not kibasi deset. That's what the prophet said. So, the Rabbi Yechon Marishi went by last of his treatment to Sol. He had done a lot. He gave the Chazoy of Nishiach and Chamishiach. To Nishiach and Chamishiach. He asked the Chazoy of Chamishiach. And for Nishiach and Loy Chazoy. He called Marishi of the last of his treatment to Sol. Only in Nishiach and Manine. Let's see the Rashi. I'm a rough hotel, what am I? In Shabbat, let's see me do so. Young Shin, Shin, Dom. The beginning of the pushing is right here, and the Hazoy, and the Shark, and the Yark, and the Shark, and the Yark, and the Hazoy, and the Yark, and the Hazoy, and the Yark, and the Yark, and the Marshall, and the Vessel, and the Hiddish, and the Shlokish, and the Vessel. The phrase in the Kamoy, and the Yark, and the Hazoy, and the Yark, so he did have a little shower, and he would have a little bit of a role. So he saw who released the shower, and he called it Pam Dimo take him in Nido, how many little heads in a row, man in on him. On the way, so in other words, what is the right of Rahman? He assumed that when the Shlaki says, Isha Kabas Peset Nisaych Nimei Nidoso. So Vishlokish had reference to the case of Chazoye Rishach and Chamish Biyach and Rishach and Chamish Biyach and then in Sidon Chazoye Chamish Biyach and he calls it Yimei Nido. But why is it Yimei Nido? After all, she didn't see on the first of Sidon. But she should have seen. She should have seen. Some Mele, it's called Yemenido. And the Mele, she's not Kibas. She's not Kibas. A Veset, she's not Kibas a Veset. So, why isn't she Kibas a Veset? The answer is, because we reckon that the minerot, because according to her original routine, she should have seen on the first of Sivan also. So it's a raya that kidmikovenakte, not to come in act. So I think the Rabbi Shri said, no, actually it's to come in act. And we don't reckon after the minerot. But then you ask, so why does the Shloki call it Dimiye? No, the Shloki doesn't have reference to the case. The Shloki has reference to the case. Amalei, Loi, Hocha Omar Abichanen, in Chazoy Rishyalka to Rishyalka, Veskab Chavishal Yalka to Rishyalka. Now, we know that we say, we say, we say, we say, we say, we say, we those who came by sea, on war, Kiravune Great Rav Yeshua, on the way Lord. Elohim Rabbich, Kirchazi praising the Rishiache, who found Shishi to Hopay, who redeemed the Rishchedesh. So, she had a rear and all of this. And then, she had a second Riyah on Aleph Iyar. Then she had a third Riyah on the 25th of Iyar. And she had a fourth Riyah on Aleph Sivan. Or Vid Rishchedesh. The Havrehar Basreise, the Riyos of Basreise, she shlishis the Riyos of Rishchedesh, Biseich Nidos of Mamesh. She needed so then, the Riyah and Aleph Sivan was Mamish Yumeinide. Mamish Yumeinide, because she saw down on the 25th of the year. So she needed to be Chafei, or Shemoche calling her Yumeinide also. Don't need the time in my habit of years, or Uchabioch. She needed to be Mishundoma, Hachvid, Rishchidesh, Riyas Vestri. Jedes Mano, the question is in my Pursuach, some Mele, by my Pursuach, the Bechen will be made that she's not Kovasi, that's it. So, Mishnoche, call it Echnu, the Soto Nidi, the time in my habit is a Uche Moch, she's the Mayono, Mishnoma, Hachmi, the Rishkidesh, the Asvesti, by Jedes Mano, by the Admin, the Chazoy, the Chopei Domin, the Chopei Domin series. Abu only hold a Jehan Kravune of Tatino. Now, this Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, which happens to be the part of most of Shem, except one Loshin Pesach, is very strange. In other words, why did Rav Kotel mention a Rai from the Shlokish of the Isha Kribas Rabeset the Seir? In the Zibosa, the initial Kibas, the best of Sikh in the Zibosa, and Rapopa assumes that the Shlokish has reference to the cave when she slowed down the first of these, and the fifth of these, the first of the year, and the fifth of the year, and the fifth of Sikh. So, and he calls it Yemeni Dosa. But why is it Yemeni Dosa? If we don't reckon me in a row, so it's not the main dosa. The answer is because we reckon me in a row on the basis of me in a row. And she should have seen on the first of the oxy. So it's a raya that we do that is a kinkoven akte. That we do pay attention to the, you know, this.